Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Back of Day Radio Show. We are live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Excuse me. It is great to be back. A huge thank you to Tommy for filling in for me this last segment. Got to see my second grader get on the bus, so appreciate him for that. We, though, are now being joined by the one and only Bob Sturm, 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas. You can find him on Substack as well. You can find him on social media at Sports Sturm. Bob, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Andy, how's it going?
I am doing fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's been a bit of a whirlwind here in Green Bay. I'm sure it's been an interesting little bit of a quest in Dallas as well, trying to get to the bottom of everything that's been going on there. So just walk. I'll have you start by walking us through how this kind of all came to pass from a Dallas side of things, and maybe some perspective into what the Cowboys were thinking here.
Well, that's a great question, and I've been trying to get to the bottom of it. And I will tell you, it's certainly something I didn't anticipate the Cowboys doing. And frankly, as somebody from your neck of the woods, I will say it's something I didn't anticipate the Packers doing. So I know these two franchises very, very well, and I guess I've followed the Cowboys closely for 28 years and the Packers closely for about every second of my 53 years. And it just seemed roughly impossible from both perspectives. From the Cowboys' perspective, they never let a guy get away at this point of his career. They're almost too attached to their players through the years. They almost never say goodbye to anybody, especially in their mid-20s, especially of the elite category. And that's where Micah Parsons belongs. And then from a Packers standpoint, and I'm sure you guys have documented this at great length, but the bold strike, the all-in hand in a game of poker is just something the Packers don't normally do. They're very conservative. They're very deliberate, smart, build through the draft, all these types of careful things. And so the match never made sense to me. The rumors never made sense to me, only because I feel like I have 28 years of evidence. And the evidence says at the end of a long negotiation, Jerry definitely usually caves and pays the player more than market value. And ends up, in cap Hades, because this always goes the same way and they never do it the easy way. Well, I guess what a great lesson for a media guy to learn is that at a certain point, everything is possible. And now Micah Parsons is up there, and the Cowboys traded for draft picks. Again, something they haven't basically done since Herschel Walker. And now they apparently are in a soft rebuild.
It's really remarkable. And you bring up, obviously, from so many different angles, right? We watched very closely this happen with Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson just this offseason of you go through kind of this hold in sort of situation. And they get their deals at the end. They figure out a way to work it out, and ultimately they stay with the team. And just everything led you to believe that would probably be what happened with Micah as well. And then to your point, we saw with that. We saw Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and all these different players from Dallas' side of things where this happens every single time. And then at the end, he gets his contract. And we also see it every single time where Green Bay is involved in the negotiations. There's rumors of a player going to Green Bay. And then at the end, it never quite happens. So everything historically would tell us this is just a deal that ultimately gets done. I had some pretty strong whispers that were coming to me of what was happening. And I still, to your point, I still was like, yeah, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Because again, these things just don't always usually come to fruition. And yet it did here. From a Cowboys fan perspective, how are fans feeling about this? Is there a lot of frustration with the Cowboys and Jerry? Is there, I've seen some of the maybe twisting of like, well, actually Micah, well, he's got his own podcast. Maybe he's not as focused on football. Maybe he's not as good of a run defender. Is there some spin, or is maybe some of that legitimate too?
Well, you know, it's complicated, right? Micah Parsons is a very rare talent, and we can't lose sight of that. So I don't assume anyone up in Green Bay or Wisconsin has lost sight of the special points of Micah Parsons.
Right.
But look, I'll tell you, he's a little extra in this environment, as the kids might say, in terms of just there's a lot that comes with the dinner with Micah Parsons, and not all of it is smiled upon by his teammates. He's, you know, I guess in today's day and age, it's not that big a deal. He's not breaking laws or anything like that. It's just he is very, I don't want to say individually wired, but he plays for the National Football League rather than his particular franchise at times, and that's not abnormal. So we have to start there. That this is not the 60s. This is not even the 80s. This is the modern day social media athlete who grows up and says, well, why can't I do an interview? Why can't I just not even do an interview? Why can't I just do my own podcast? And why can't I just say what I normally would keep behind closed doors back in the day with a coach that ruled with an iron fist? But now I've got things to say. Win or lose, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to have my platform. And that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, especially old school football people. And so I'll be interested to see how that goes over in Green Bay, if it goes over at all. It's entirely possible that he'll leave all that behind. That happens a lot when people get a fresh start, is they, sure, they evaluate, does this make sense? Should I keep doing this? You know, how many humans after a divorce have suddenly gotten in the best shape of their life or something along those lines. So there's a human story here that we've seen over and over and over again. And Dallas people have seen, even with Luka Doncic going to the Lakers. I mean, there's a lot of comps, including their age, including, you know, how people around them say there's a little extra to what they bring to the table. They're not just a you know, keep your head down professional athlete. They have a lot happening, and they're not going to stop if they play for you. So, you know, it doesn't make anybody bad. It just makes you have to adjust to that. Now, on the field, there are some limitations to his game. There are some questions he needs to answer. But for the most part, this is a special, special football player who wrecks games. And, you know, From a Packers standpoint, I guess I expected them to get in on somebody like T.J. Watt just because of the Wisconsin ties and because of his age. It made him a little easier to acquire. I know up there the J.J. Watt and the T.J. Watt rumors have never died truly. And so I guess I expected that would be the bold strike. And frankly, getting T.J. Watt at age 31 probably would have cost two firsts. And to get Micah Parsons at age 26 for two firsts is pretty crazy business from both sides. I can't believe Dallas didn't get more. I believe there was way more to be had if they didn't paint themselves in the corner. But it's over, and both teams now see if they made the right move.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. We're being joined by Bob Sturm, 96.7, The Ticket in Dallas, of course, on social media at Sports Sturm as well. What a bizarro, 6 months for Dallas fans, seeing Luka Doncic get traded away, Kyrie tears ACL, Micah Parsons get traded away. And then, of course, get Cooper Flagg, number one, winning the draft lottery as well.
Yes.
What a bizarro stretch of stuff from Dallas sports. I can only imagine. It's probably good for sports radio in Dallas, I would imagine.
I mean, it probably is, and I can't deny it's a great place to work. There's no doubt about it. Perhaps they're paying the price for the World Series of 2023 that seemed to come out of nowhere. I don't know. The Luka thing destroyed people here, and it's going to be weird watching the Mavericks this coming season, because it's kind of the start of a new era, and Cooper Flagg helps heal that, but people are still destroyed from that. The Michael one's a little different, and I say that not because he wasn't well loved, he was, but he did have what I call this cowboy stink on them, in that over the 28 years that I've been covering the team, and the 30 years that they've been in this desert where they're the only NFC team not to go to an NFC title game since 1995, there is blame that probably should be fixed on Jerry Jones and the people that have made the decisions. But instead, because people accept that Jerry Jones isn't going anywhere until God decides, then they kind of blame the players. And if you are a long-term player who's been part of this, it's kind of on you, and you're not as good as our heroes. And so whether that was Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant, DeMarcus Ware, Jason Witten, all these guys, and some of them were keep-your-head-down type guys like Jason Witten. Some of them were very, you know, loud individuals like Dez Bryant and Micah Parsons. And in those cases, I think half the fan base is just like, get out of here. We've seen you. You're not Randy White. You're not Harvey Martin. You're not Too Tall Jones. You can't win titles like our heroes did. So it's a weird coping mechanism to kind of blame the special players for what is, you know, something that predates their birth. I mean, Micah Parsons was not born until 4 years after Super Bowl 30. So I'm pretty sure he has nothing to do with it. But right. Because he wears the uniform and the helmet, he's partly to blame for this drought. And so it isn't – people don't treat it the same as they treated Luka. Luka was like the prince who was promised, where Micah is just another one of these cowboys that isn't good enough to – get us back to the Super Bowl, apparently. So the whole city is not crushed. The whole city is like, here goes Jerry again. And maybe they'll try something, and randomly this will be the one that sends them in the right direction ultimately with all these first-round picks. Because, you know, first-round pick until Saturday, that was, let's go get Arch Manning. And that will make all the difference. And so, you know, round and round we go. Hope is eternal.
I joked, even without two first-round picks the next couple of years, the Packers might be in the Arch Manning sweepstakes in and of its, like, everyone might be in it, because if you have a fifth-round pick, you might be in it. But that was a rough start right for him, obviously. We're being joined by Bob Sturm, 96.7, The Ticket in Dallas. You can follow him on social media at Sports Sturm. Let's end with this then, Bob. Is Green Bay getting a winning football player in Micah Parsons? Because I think that was one of the things kind of in Dallas. Well, hey, they had this unbelievable player on defense, but, you know, they weren't able to win. Green Bay went into Dallas when Micah Parsons was there, and they completely boat raced the Dallas Cowboys, and Micah Parsons was a non-factor. So as excited as most Packer fans are, there is a little bit of like, should we be nervous about this in any way, shape, or form? We've only got about a minute, but I'll let you kind of finish with that.
Well, you know, look, when you are running the ball right down the throat of the Cowboys, a pass rusher is, you know, not that practical. And is he a winning player? Yeah, well, if you have a 4-point lead and you have to kick the ball off to Jared Goff or to whoever, and they've got to pass the ball down the field to try to save the game, and Micah Parsons is rushing, he's a winning player. He will get to the quarterback in situations, but you got to have the lead. And if you don't have the lead, you're going to need Gilbert Brown you're not going to need Micah Parsons. And so, you know, there's a run stopping element where you have to earn the right to rush the passer. And the Packers are going to have to learn that, of course. The Cowboys could not learn that. They were a very poor run defense team. And so having pass rushers when you're down 17 does not work because the other team is not going to pass. So that's the quick answer, if I'm capable of a quick answer, that is.
No, I appreciate that a ton. I always say you got to eat your vegetables before you can have your dessert. And eating your vegetables is stopping the run, because if you don't get any of those third and long situations, like you said, having a player like Micah Parsons doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of difference. Bob, I cannot thank you enough. This was fantastic. Where can we find you as we exit out here?
Oh, at SportsTerm on what used to be called Twitter is probably the easiest way. But yes, I write, I talk, and I love football. So it's always fun visiting with you.
Well, amazing stuff. We'll definitely do it again. Maybe we can touch base during Packers Cowboys week coming up in a few weeks here. I appreciate it a ton, sure. And we'll definitely talk to you soon.
See you, Andy.
Appreciate it. Again, thank you to Bob for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure to follow him on social media at SportsTerm. Now, Tommy, let's get to our Potawatomi Sportsbook final thought of the day.
You got to do some smart thinking.
It's time for Andy Herman's final thought of the day.
What are you thinking?
Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What the hell were you thinking?
You're listening to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show on 1250 AM and 105.7.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7FM The Fan.
Bob and I very much on the same wavelength. You got to eat your vegetables in order to make Micah Parsons pay off. And that's where we go back to that defensive tackle conversation from earlier. Green Bay is going to have to be just as dominant against the run as they were a season ago. Maybe dominant's a little bit strong, but just as good against the run as they were a season ago. If they want to set up those third and long situations, let Jeff Hafley get exotic with some of his looks and let Micah Parsons go hunting. So this is a huge piece of this deal, is that you get one of the premier pass rushers in the NFL, but you have to get in pass rushing situations in order for this to pay off. We'll see if Green Bay's defense is set up to do so in the very, very, very near future as we get set for Packers Lions coming up this Sunday. Huge thank you to Tommy, not only for filling in for that second segment, but for everything he does through the show all year long and everything that he does on a day-to-day basis with us. Stay tuned for that Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. Find the Pack-A-Day podcast 365 days a year wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We're going to be back tomorrow with Dusty Evely. Really excited about that conversation. This has been the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Enjoy your Tuesday, and of course, go Pack Go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.